With Michigan Radio News, I'm Steve Carmody. Governor Snyder's Special Flint Water Crisis Task Force released its final report today. The report lays much of the blame for the crisis on state agencies, the governor's office, and the emergency managers appointed by the governor. For 5 months, the governor's task force has delved into what caused the city of Flint's tap water to become undrinkable, first with E. coli, then overchlorination, then a chlorine byproduct, and eventually lead. The task force points the finger of blame primarily at state government. Chris Kolb with the Michigan Environmental Council co-chaired the task force. He didn't pull any punches.
The Flint water crisis is a story of government failure, intransigency, unpreparedness, delay, inaction, environmental injustice.
The 62-page report lays much of the blame on the state departments of environmental quality and health and human services. The task force found the cultures within the departments led them to ignore outside reports of problems with Flint's water after its source was switched to the Flint River in 2014. The report says the MDEQ misinterpreted the federal lead and copper rule and failed to provide adequate anti-corrosion control of the river water. The report found HHS lacked timely analysis and understanding of its own testing of blood lead levels in children in Flint. The report also faulted Governor Snyder's administration for its handling of the crisis. Chris Kolb says the governor's office continued to rely on inaccurate information from the MDEQ and HHS.
I think they found they were playing a game of whack-a-mole, that every time an issue came up, they asked about it, they were told it's being taken care of, it's solved, and another issue would come up. At some point, though, you have to say, wait a second. My gut's telling me there's something wrong.
The task force found the city of Flint and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency were also at fault, but to a far lesser degree. And the task force calls for a review of Michigan's emergency manager law, though it didn't call for the law to be abolished. Co-chair Ken Sikkema says the Flint water crisis shows changes are needed. He says Flint's experience shows a need for more experience in future emergency managers.
Many of these emergency managers have financial expertise, but they don't have subject matter expertise that it takes to run a city. And you need to provide that kind of subject matter expertise and support. Other states that have these laws, they do that.
Task force members also say the EM law needs to include more checks and balances to allow for the messy business of democracy. Governor Snyder listened as the task force outlined the problems. The governor insists he's taking steps to act on many of the task force's 44 recommendations.
My focus is really saying there are a lot of excellent recommendations here and to stay focused on putting those in place, and we're already taking action to put many of those in place.
The report does not recommend firing or replacing any of the state or local officials involved in the decision-making process that led to Flint's water crisis. Committee members say it's not their place to decide who should stay and who should go. Staffing changes did occur at the MDEQ after the task force released its preliminary report, laying blame on the state agency several months ago. Dr. Matt Davis is another member of the task force. He's also Michigan's chief medical executive. He says the Flint water crisis should be seen as a wake-up call for the need to prioritize public health. This report won't be the final say. There are currently three other investigations into Flint's drinking water crisis underway. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.